We're loading up the bikes since Echo Bluff has plenty of hiking and bike trails.
Bikes are secure?
Yep.
All right, let's go.
We make one last check of our directions since GPS is spotty in some of the very rural areas we'll be driving through. If you're driving from Springfield, Echo Bluff State Park is 2.5 hours drive east. It's in Shannon County near Eminence. Picnic basket? Check. The last thing we need before setting out is a little music.
Play my It's Gonna Be an Awesome Day playlist.
We're eager to get a glimpse of the wild horses that roam there. Liz Morris, who works for Guest Services, the hospitality company that operates Echo Bluff State Park, tells me that many of the horses are gleaming white and they've been in the area for decades. So we made it. Just getting out here at the lodge. It looks like, wow, looks like the bluff after which the park is named is right behind the lodge. That's pretty stunning. Echo Bluff.
Okay, so we were headed down to the river for our picnic, but we have hit a detour. There are some pretty impressive swings looks like a really
swing me
high-tech playground that's also rustic at the same time.
After our playground detour, we venture down to the riverbank. This is Sinking Creek. Locals pronounce it Sinkin' Creek, and it's a tributary of the current river. It's known for its fishing holes and smallmouth bass. Sycamore trees tower high overhead. Then we hit the bikes. We go past the old cabins left behind from the children's camp, Camp Zoe, and the amphitheater dug out into the hillside.
Oh, it turns to dirt here. Do you want to go for it? Okay.
Before long, we're on the river again. We see signs that horses have been here, but no wild horses yet. Out here on the back patio behind the lodge, you have a great view of the bluff, and I smell pine. A lot of people don't realize how big this park is. It's almost 500 acres. And Echo Bluff State Park is actually surrounded on three sides by privately owned wilderness. This backcountry land is owned by the LAD Foundation, which has actually donated a lease to Missouri State Parks. So that means visitors can come to Echo Bluff State Park and use this as their base or their launch pad, if you will, for some serious backcountry hiking. And that forestry is about 62,000 acres worth of backcountry. So very, very remote. We end our day trip inside the lodge, where three stories of glass offer a stunning view of the river and the bluff. And the showstopper has to be the towering stone walk-around fireplace, the hearth of which is about 20 feet wide. Overnight visitors can stay at the lodge, they can camp, or they can rent cabins. A receptionist at the gift store tells us the herd of wild horses was just in the campground that morning, but we didn't see them. And we think that calls for a return trip one of these days. I'm Jennifer Moore.